Tell you what let's do. Let's go ahead and divide all the men and all the ladies into two groups. Now, if you'll take your Bibles before we divide, take your Bibles to the book of Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11. I'm going to have to alter this just a little bit and see here what we're going to do. Titus chapter 2. Says this, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Verse number 2, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, charity, and patience. Number 3, that the aged women likewise, that they may be in behavior as becometh holiness. And he talks about certain things. And then in verse number 4, he talks about the aged ladies. Now, let's notice this. It says that they, the aged ladies, the older ladies, may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, and so forth. And then it talks about that the aged men are able to teach, verse number 6, the young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech, that cannot be condemned. So the Bible admonition is that the older ladies are to have a direct influence on the younger ladies, that the older men are to have a direct influence on the younger men. So just to change things around a little bit, what I had designed for tonight is to break us up into a number of groups, but that's just not going to be able to happen because of all the things coming up about missions conference and everything, plus a number of good prayer requests tonight that we certainly want to have time to pray for. But what we're going to do is divide the men, the older men, into groups, and the older lady, not older men, but all the men into group, all the ladies in one group. And then what I'd like, I'm going to assign some verses to the ladies and some verses to the men. And so what I would like is for the older ladies to look at these verses and try to look at them in a very brief fashion and see what is in those verses. There's going to be two or three verses for the ladies, two or three verses for the men. I actually have about five or six, but we're going to bring it down to just two or three. But for you as the older ladies, and older isn't necessarily in age as it is, and that's the primary emphasis, but is also in maturity. Now, I have a lot of humble ladies here that would say, and some humble men that would say, you know what, I may be older, but I'm not as mature in the Lord. But just ask the Lord to help you to see what is important in that verse, that you can have a direct influence on the younger women. Now, we don't have any young ladies here. We have some younger ones, but not very young, not like older teenagers or in their 20s or 30s. Even though you look like ladies, you're all in your 30s and 40s, okay? But I think I just got myself in trouble. But and we're going to do the same thing with the men, okay? So let's go ahead and give you the verses to study. And take about 5 minutes to look at it, and then one at a time, just kind of in it like you're going to give a testimony. But it'll be more that, okay, in the first verse that Pastor Bray assigned to the men, here's the first verse, or it may be two verses at once. Most of them just have one verse, but some of them have two that go together. Okay, so just maybe a couple of, two or three men say, you know what, here's what I see in this verse. And especially for the older men, the ones who just maybe the Lord just helping you to see this is good, all right, so that you can share it with the younger men that may not have had the opportunity of putting all of that together before. And then I'll do the same thing with the ladies. So let me go back and see what I can do on this. All right, so ladies, we're going to start with you. All right, so you might want to just take note of where these verses are. The first group has two verses in it that go together, all right? It's a false balance. It's verses 1 and 2. So that'll be the first group for the ladies. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. And then, not verse number 2, but verse number 3. No, I'm sorry. I've said that wrong. It's verses 1 and... It's just verse 1. I'm sorry. Verse 1. So a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Now, notice the key words there are balance and weight. Think about the old time balance that they would have. And they would have something on the right side, but then they would have the standard. They would put, maybe it was gold or maybe it was weight. And they would say, all right, this amount of coins is worth this. All right. So when he's talking about the right kind of weight makes the right kind of balance. When you're trying to find out, all right, you've got this ore over here. Let's see how much it weighs. And that'll tell us how much it's worth. All right. And so they would put the weight on. And sometimes people were dishonest they said this weighs 3 ounces. But then they would carve out part of it. It says 3 ounces on the top, but they carve out part that means that was less than 3 ounces. So they are over here maybe with a gold nugget, and they think this is 3 ounces worth of gold nugget. And they say, all right, well, here's the 3 ounce. You see it on there, 3 ounce. And they'd put it on there, and it would be too heavy over here. Or be too light over here, whichever way it was. It was a not. So what does that mean? How does that affect the Christian life? It's not just in selling and buying. It's talking about different things. All right. So fellas, if you'll come to number 3, here's the verse for you. The integrity of the upright shall guide them. So there's 3 things there. And if I could put them in order for you. Okay, so what you have, the integrity of the upright shall guide them. So what has to start is that the person is an upright person. Okay, he's an upright person. And because he is upright, he has integrity. Integrity is character, doing the right thing at the right time for the right reason in the right place. So he does that because he is upright. Okay, so he's upright. Therefore, now he has integrity, but what does it say? It will guide him. It shall guide him. So what does that mean in the believer's life? So fellas, those of you who can think through it and help the younger of us, among us, or even just helping each other, how does that matter? All right, let me give you one more, and that's all we'll have time for. All right, ladies. Verse 9 and verse 12 go together. Let's see here. Verse 9, a hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor. Okay, that's the main thing. Hypocrite and neighbor. Verse number 12, he that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor. So verse 9, a hypocrite has something that his neighbor is affected by it. Verse number 12, a person that doesn't have wisdom, his neighbor is affected by it. What does that mean to you as ladies? All right. And then fellas, if you'll look at this, verse number 5 and 6 go together. Okay. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way. All right. So the place to start is perfect. That means complete. So here you have a man who is complete, and because he is complete, there's righteousness in his life. So what's the number 3? If I'm complete in doing what God wants me to do, there's going to be righteousness, and if that's the case, it shall direct his way. How does that work in a man's life? How does that work in his life? All right, and we'll just leave it at that, all right? The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way. So the first part of that is righteous. The second part, and it's the first part is perfect, second part is righteous, and third part shall direct his way. Okay? All right. It's different. We've never done it like this before. At least I've never done it like this before. But I'm all about helping the men of Calvary Baptist Church to learn how to rightly divide the word of truth. And how to express that to other individuals. And that's why we have the men to do the teaching up here. That's why we're doing what we're doing with the men down here. Ladies, Titus chapter 2, the aged women are to teach the young women. If you never learn how to do that, then it won't get accomplished. So that's what we're about here at Calvary Baptist. Amen? Amen. I've said Calvary Baptist 3 times in a row. I am proud of myself. All right, so let's do this. Let's have the ladies. Let's see, where's the most ladies? One, watch it be a tie. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Might have known. All right. Heads or tails? Let's see, Miss Mary, call it in the air. You're still supposed to say heads or... Tails. It's heads. All right, so Ms. Barron, where do you want the ladies to be? On your side? Sure. Is that okay with her? All right, it is. All right. So ladies, if you'll kind of gather around Ms. Barron. And Becky, why don't you kind of lead the ladies? Maybe not even give the commentary, but just kind of help. Let's move it along to where the ladies deal with each other. Yeah, if you, we'll get to some prayer requests here in just a moment, but we'll take those prayer requests home with us tonight. All right, men, if you'll go towards the back where Brother Allen is, please.